for Hillary Clinton yesterday was all about Ohio. Today, she'll spend more time there, visiting Appalachian communities that have suffered poverty and job loss. She's trying to stir the passions of white voters there, who tend to be less educated, and they represent a voting bloc that's delivered for Clinton in previous states. NPR's David Green is traveling with the Clinton campaign.
Hillary Clinton yesterday flew from Cleveland down to Columbus, then started driving east towards the foothills of the Appalachians and into Zanesville.
Zanesville is a great community to live in. It's a quiet community, it's small, whatever. It's a great place to raise kids.
That's Gary Strauss. He was waiting in the snow to get into the Clinton event. Strauss said he's had it rough.
Right now, I'm one of them unemployed workers, so I'm looking for a job.
Well, so, what were you doing before you?
I was selling carpet at Lowe's, home improvement centers, and they terminated me in November, so right now I'm out trying to find a job. I will.
But Strauss said he's frustrated with his government. He said he doesn't feel like President Bush had policies that helped workers like him. He said he'll vote in Tuesday's Democratic primary, and he said Clinton gives him more confidence than Barack Obama.
W come in with no background except being a governor. He's coming in with no background. We need somebody that's been there for a while. Just plain simple. Somebody knows what they're going to do.
Strauss is the kind of voter Clinton needs here. She has a lot of support among white working class voters around Appalachia. And while there are fewer people here than in the big cities, the campaign is hoping that by having Clinton here, she can nail down supporters who could make a big difference in a tight race. The event in Zanesville was a bit confusing. The Clinton campaign announced it was invitation only, then later opened it to the public. The line wasn't all that long. Volunteers were going after every last person.
Have you signed in yet? Can we get you to sign in and get the sticker? Everybody has to have a sticker to get in.
All of us need a sticker.
Okay. We need all the help that Hillary can get.
Inside, campaign staffers were still pointing people to empty chairs when things got started.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the governor of the great state of Ohio, Ted Strickland, and Senator Hillary Clinton.
When Clinton walked onto the stage, she didn't deliver a speech, but instead led what was really a panel discussion. The format gave her a chance to talk much more about policy, and her campaigns acknowledged that's when she's at her best.
You know, we hear a lot about the problems, and they are serious. But I believe for every problem, there is at least one solution. We just have to start acting like Americans again and roll up our sleeves and actually solve our problems. No more whining, no more finger pointing. Let's get to work.
Clinton was sitting at a table with a dozen or so people, some local officials, some Ohioans with problems Clinton hoped to highlight.
You know, I'd like to welcome Robert Landry and Beth LeBay.
The couple had one nightmarish Christmas when they lost their house in a foreclosure. The senator asked the couple to talk about their experience.
And you feel alone. The bottom drops out of your whole life, you know. You think you're doing the right thing, and then it's all over.
Beth, do you want to add anything to what Robert said?
It was just really difficult because in the meantime, our granddaughter that was living with us had to undergo open-heart surgery.
Clinton said she wants to fight in the White House for people like this couple.
Change does take consistent, concerted effort. But the real question for us is not whether change will happen. Change is going to happen whether we want it or not. Change is a part of life. It's whether progress will happen.
That's a message Clinton will take to other Appalachian communities this morning before going on to Texas tonight. Even though Southeast Ohio isn't the most populous part of the state, it's full of voters Clinton will need on Tuesday to carry Ohio. David Green, NPR News, with the Clinton campaign.